Hello, this is Yokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. For the several times I've been talking about dealing with the spiritual world, which is invisible, but to talk about this kind of thing without making it weird, new agey, some spiritual, strange talk, it's very, I need to be very careful for not to drop or not be misunderstood in that way. However, without dealing with the spiritual world, for the human being's spirit becomes very dry if you only deal with the material world. Well, there's people who have sincerely faith to the religion, but even those people, they are basically living in the material world and also into dogma, the world, not the spiritual world, invisible spiritual world itself. Not they are dealing with invisible spiritual world itself. It's because the spiritual world, what I mean is there are basically three kinds of the spiritual world existence that are influencing us. One is the spirit who has been passed away in the past, an unsaved spirit who need to be rescued. And there are also the evil spirit. They are not human being in the past, but they are like one developed independent spirit of the karma. Sometimes negative karma of the human being concentrated and become independent and start even having own will. In the treatment of Taoshias, I'm dealing with those evil spirit to let them leave from the body of the patient who were creating the symptom. And another existence is a sacred existence of the spiritual world. Devas, Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, and of course, the great spirit of the universe, which we call Amida, or some other culture people call in different names. Anyway, not to make these kind of matters in a strange way, or not to make mistake the way by dealing with this invisible spiritual world, what you need to make one thing clear. You know what it is? It is that you have to be at the same time practice and awaken to the non-duality world. What is non-duality world? It is what Buddhism usually calls emptiness, that there's a world which is non-duality, not up or down, not left or right, not self or others, not object or subject. Beyond those duality, there is a world, another field, which is the infinite wideness. That is what to be called Maha in Heart Sutra of the Buddhist Sutra. If you don't practice to awaken this non-duality world, you have to live in a very narrow world, trapped by the ego conscious, which is always only can think, can recognize things based on the duality, comparison. And one more thing is that you could make mistake to when you deal with the spiritual world. When you start to be able to see those spiritual world, the existence of the sacred holy spirits or the negative spirits, whatever, without awakening the non-duality, another conscious level of the conscious, you might start think that you are great or you don't see those spiritual world, but you meet someone who talks about those spiritual world and tell you about your past life and or other spiritual world stories, and then you might going to be dropped into the follower of Guru. To awaken to the non-duality is at the same time you start more consciousness, subconsciousness. You feel more awakened to your subconsciousness, then you will not be manipulated by other persons. Your subconsciousness will tell you the dangers of it. Well, anyway, I will make it short about this subject and go back to the what I've been talking. Yes, how we are yet influencing, receiving the influence from the spiritual world of those three kinds of spiritual existences. Human world is very special. One is because only the human world are living in a different level of the spiritual level of the existences. The spiritual world, only the same level of the spirit lives together. As you know, Buddha lives, Bodhisattva lives in the Pure Land, and hell people live in hell. And at the same time, human world is the place where another level of the beings like can encounter, which means that the spirit who needs to be rescued comes to the human world to stick to the person who might want to pray for them to be rescued, pray to the sacred existences. Because as a response of the human prayers, the sacred existence will rescue them. This is the structure of the universe. Sacred existence be able to rescue the unsaved spirit through the prayers of the human being. Therefore, the unsaved spirit comes to the human being for help. Who seems that person could be start praying for to rescue the spirit, maybe in the future. And they will give you, in case they comes to you, they give you sign. Those could be the sign of unwell feeling. Maybe mentally sadness or suffering or even physically. Any uncomfortableness of your heart and body are from your subconsciousness. And all the spiritual existences are influenced to subconsciousness. Your subconsciousness is like a mirror of the spiritual world, and it reflects to your heart and body. Any uncomfortableness you feel in heart and body, visualize symbol of God or Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, as you imagine to there the place, as you welcoming, respectfully welcoming the great spirit and all those sacred existences, and pray for rescue those spirit and also purification of the negative spirit. Pray and keep chant mantra in any form of the religion. Whenever those unsaved spirit rescued to be to heaven, you would start feeling much better. Thank you.